This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Happy April Fool's Day to you. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You're listening to the perfect show on Fool's Day.
Okay, we're going on here with... Actually, we've had some really smart calls tonight.
We have, yes.
Some callers tonight.
No, I'm not calling the callers fools.
For it was refreshing to actually hear some people who are not rabidly anti-immigrant. Like, normally when the subject of immigration is broached on this show, it's wall-to-wall, very anti-immigrant calls, pro-police state... agitator types, and it's been a little different, a little refreshing here tonight. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, but first we're actually going to go to Skype, where Will Coley is on the line from Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening, you know, cooking dinner and listening to the show tonight, and not the previous caller, but the caller before, I was listening to what he had to say. And it just kind of struck me that he employed an argument that's used over and over and over again, and not just for immigration. It's this idea that America should base the amount of liberty and freedom that we offer and protect to our own citizens off of what other countries don't offer to their own citizens in freedom and liberty, like almost a tyranny of low expectations, where... You know, and you hear it employed in a lot of different subjects, like, why should we have religious freedom here? Because Saudi Arabia doesn't let Christians build churches. Why should we have good immigration policies here? Mexico throws people in prison for illegal immigration.
Well, it's what like they're trying to do is conflate the Mexican people. So those Mexicans don't deserve to have, to be able to cross borders freely and work hard to support their families and do these kind of things, because they wouldn't do it when they're in charge.
Because their government.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that people conflate them with their government. This is one thing that really falls apart in our language. People will go overseas and people will call us Americans. They'll presume that we like Donald Trump and, all the other policies that America has in the past. And this happens, this has happened to me. Many Americans, to the point that some Americans, A, lie and say they're from Canada, or B, they feel obligated to right away say, well, I'm not part of the, I don't like Obama, or I don't like Trump, or whatever it is that they say. And the whole notion that you are... you are your government is ridiculous. The government, I voted in quite a few presidential elections, and I don't believe my candidate's ever gotten voted in. So I am not the government, and I'm not responsible for the government's actions. And the Mexicans I've talked to aren't responsible for the actions of their government, nor are the Saudi Arabians I've ever met.
Well, again, it kind of comes back to this whole idea that we have this mindset, particularly among the right, that America should only offer freedom up to the point where other countries offer it. And, truthfully, could you imagine if the founders had that mindset? We will only offer as much freedom as those other countries offer. We would be a monarchy. We would have become England. Well, we eventually did anyway, but we would have become a monarch. We basically would have gotten rid of one king and oppressor to replace him with another, because the mindset is, since everybody else has a king, we can't have that kind of freedom.
Well,
because those people don't have it.
You're absolutely right, Will, and that's why I called that guy out. I said, so you're saying you want the U.S. to be like Mexico. And that's when he realized what he was saying wasn't actually what, he was trying to communicate. at least once it was kind of thrown back in his face. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that back around. And thank you for the call tonight, Will. I appreciate it. That's Will. He's the host of Call to Freedom. You can hear that Sunday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on LRN.FM. Great show. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here. Let's go to James. He's in Florida, listening in Tallahassee to WVFT FM. Hey, James.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Ma'am, take you off speaker.
That's all right. Good idea.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be the elephant in the room because I'm opposed to a lot of what I've been hearing.
All right.
Before I start off, I got a question for you. Which laws do we ignore?
Anyone that violates the rights of human beings.
And so it's total anarchy. If I want to go out and kill somebody, I should be
able to. No, that would be
your right to kill people?
No, that would be violating the right of another human being.
To life?
Oh. So if somebody crosses over into my yard without my permission, that would be violating my rights.
It would.
Yep, and you would have a right to remove that person from your yard.
I think you should use a commensurate amount of force to remove them from your yard. So I don't think you should shoot little girls. Hold on. I'm just going to make a point here, right? I think that it's not okay to just go shoot little girls picking flowers, right? Like you've got there's a step towards, you know, force over time. But yeah, ultimately, if somebody is, using force to come to into your home, sure, you should be able to use deadly force to keep them out.
So what you're saying is they should be able to cross into your yard without your permission and do anything they want to.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not at all.
Let me ask you a question, okay? You got your questions.
Let me go back.
I get my question now, right? You'd asked a question if it was okay for people to come onto my property. And come onto your property that weren't able to. We answered the question. Now I'm going to ask you this question. What kind of force should I be able to use against a person who tries to prevent me from bringing a guest onto my property?
It depends on if it's a legal citizen, they shouldn't be able to use any force.
I don't care about your laws, son.
Hold on, listen to me.
Your politicians
statement.
Are a bunch of liars and thieves. Tell me about your laws now.
Let me finish my statement, or are you just going
I to heard about your legals and the illegals.
Let him go, Mark. Let him go.
You're go seeming ahead. A little liberal, aren't you? My God.
I ain't no liberal.
Let me finish what I'm saying without cutting me off. Are you going to
I'm not a liberal.
Liberal
you call me a liberal, and we'll be going at it all night long.
Well, that's the impression that you're giving with your statement.
It's because you've never
now,
listened.
If I can respond, all of the laws that are set forth in this nation were set forth by the representatives of the people that we put into power.
You mean liars
and
thieves.
If we need to change the structure of our laws, it needs to be done under the structure of our government. Now, our government is in place, and let me put it from this point. I am a serviceman. I was in the United States Army. I've sworn
that's
I
too
then
bad.
To protect and serve my country and my Constitution against
so your politicians.
And domestic enemies.
Your politician.
Now,
well, if you served against domestic enemies, you'd go to Washington, D.C. and protect me from those people, wouldn't you?
Protect you? How are they hurting you?
Well, I'll tell you, they're doing it a variety of ways. For one, they steal my money on a regular basis. They extort money from me. But let me ask you a question. Was it okay for Martin Luther King, we'll use Rosa Parks. Was it okay for Rosa Parks to sit in that bus seat even though it was illegal?
Was it okay for her to sit down? Yes, I would believe it was okay for her to sit down.
It was
down.
Against the law.
Well, it may have been against the law, but
well,
like
then,
I'm saying,
not, but that's what I'm
we
saying.
Have to protect our country. We have laws that are set forth.
What about
in
Rosa Parks? Why don't we employ the military to stop these dangerous black ladies who want to sit down?
Who stopped her from sitting down?
People stopped black
Parks
people before
down.
Rosa Parks all
Didn't
the time. They used force. They used dogs. They used fire hoses. They brought in the National Guard. Come on,
Which
man.
What?
It's like you don't even know what happened
ago,
in your own country.
You're talking about
no, that's right, Mark.
History.
That's the past.
You have to be informed by history. You have to be informed by history.
All these issues you're talking about there are way past gone. They have been solved through our legal system, through the evolution.
So all the laws
of our
now
country.
Are perfect. Right. All the laws right now.
Now
are perfect.
We've got all the good
perfect.
Laws.
A lot of stuff that's been put in is wrong. But you got to do it the correct way.
So while let me see if I've got you straight here. So you've acknowledged that
deal with this, but not deal with the other one.
All you can do is filibuster now.
So hold on, James. You've acknowledged that there's a bunch of bad laws today, but are you saying now that today that bad laws should be obeyed by good people?
Bad laws should be changed, and until
but in the meantime,
they should not break them.
But in the meantime, you're saying obey all the bad laws, no matter what they say.
You need to obey the laws, yes.
Yeah.
The way that they are written.
Like Rosa Parks should.
Why don't you go kiss the boot?
All those slaves should have stayed off in their master's houses. They shouldn't have escaped, because that's illegal.
No, Mark. That was back when it was okay to disobey bad
right.
laws.
Suddenly, in the last couple of decades, now you can't obey bad laws.
Right. Now you have to obey the bad laws until you can change them. Go lick a boot. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk live, dial in, toll free, bring up anything here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Bob. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Bob.
Hi, how you doing? Basically, I just wanted to do my suggestion of healthcare. Like, obviously, what you have is you have the people who can afford healthcare in its current state, and that's where the free market should apply. And now when it comes to, like, the people who cannot afford it, obviously, as a previous caller said, you don't want people starving in the streets or whatever. But what you can do is instead of having taxes and stuff like that, you can have a volunteer thing, a volunteer base for people who cannot afford healthcare. So, for example, I did EMS, a volunteer rescue from my place in Virginia Beach, biggest volunteer rescue place in the entire United States. And it's completely volunteer for a city of 500,000 that gets up to 1.5 million with tourists.
Man, that's so hard to believe. They don't pay a stipend or anything?
No. So what it is, but one thing that we should do is, like, for public schools, I'm strictly talking about public schools, if you're going through nursing, like through UVA, University of Virginia, or pre-med through University of Virginia, or whatever, Berkeley, anything, what you should do is they should do a six-month externship or whatever where you get tax breaks, you know, for your, however you want to do it, like tax breaks for volunteering, 6 months. And obviously nurses have basic life support, so you would be a basic EMT already, you'd be qualified, so then you would be put into a volunteer rescue thing and you can man ambulances and help people. So there's no, so the poor people that are afraid to call the ambulances and get $2,500 in services, they just go to the emergency room instead, what they can do is they can A, get, if they're actually needing to call 911, it's a free ride. Two, you have free clinics that the government can set up somehow. I don't really know.
All right, but before you go on with the plan, let me tell you what I like about what you've said so far. I like the idea of a free market. But the thing is, if we actually had a free market in healthcare, it would be affordable. We don't have any semblance of a free market, and so therefore, with all these government regulations, they drive the costs of healthcare up and up and up. They limit the competition in the marketplace severely.
Increase bureaucracy.
Right, and so that's why healthcare is so expensive. Healthcare on its own is just another service. It's just another industry. And industries and services that are unregulated, that have open competition and, you know, don't have limits, artificial limits, placed on them by governments, drive prices down. Perfect example, of course, is the computer business. I mean, it's a relatively open market. There's very little in the way of government control and regulation there. And, of course, we've seen the prices of computers year after year go down as quality continues to go up as it gets easier to use. There's no reason why healthcare shouldn't be the same way. But, of course, even with, let's just say healthcare was a free market, there may still be some very poor people that might have trouble, you know, buying basic, you know, services. And certainly operations would be more expensive than curing the and cold. And then that is where I think what your idea of volunteerism and, you know, helping and charities can come into play there. Because if we don't have a bunch of money that's being poured into the bureaucracy surrounding healthcare, then that's more money that people can donate to those charities. And, of course, the charities are far more efficient with allocating their donated funds than governments ever are. So, you know, I would say, as far as your ideas, take government doing anything out of it, because they're just going to screw up anything they try.
Yes, and I agree with what you're saying, but I mean, like, still, that getting government out of healthcare is something that is going to take It's something that needs to be done step by step. I mean, you can't, like, just think, okay, Medicare is completely gone. You can't, you see what I mean? Like, I mean, things have to be done. So, and I mean, you can get
I think
it,
you
like,
could
Medicare
cut it all and the market
stuff.
Would solve, yeah, would solve
you,
it.
You could, but,
yeah,
but it won't be done.
Yeah. No,
Americans don't have the guts
yeah,
for
they
it.
Don't. No,
yeah, they don't. They would, it would still take time. I just want to... I just want to say that it would take time and stuff like that. But I mean, something that I would actually like to get an email from you and then like post my, like you can like post a suggestion or something like that. That's something like, this is something that people like a government, like Rand Paul, if I can propose this idea and I can like send it to you or something like that, you can look over it or whatever. But I think that, I mean, if you give tax breaks to professionals who volunteer their time, anesthesiologists, oncologists, whatever, you know, you give tax write-offs to people who donate their machines to free clinics and stuff like that, you know, so it becomes like a patient first, lab technicians, you know, you give all these like companies who give their generics, you give them 20% on top of their, you know, of their production price for like Pfizer if they give away their cholesterol drugs, you know, generic cholesterol drugs and stuff like that, you know, 20% on top of their production cost, which is still
any kind of incentive to towards volunteerism, I think is a good thing, especially if it's a tax incentive.
Yeah.
As far as Rand Paul is concerned, we don't really know him. I think, Mark, you met him at a campaign stop or something.
Oh, I've interviewed him before, too, and I've met him multiple occasions. I mean, I think he's the best senator out there, which is like, you know, looking in the toilet and picking your favorite turd. I mean, it's I like him, and I believe he's trying very hard. He's working within a very corrupt system.
Do you want to give Bob your email?
He can mark at freetalklive.com.
There you go. Bob, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate
it. Freetalklive.com.
You got
it. Freetalklive.com.
Yep. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Scott in Wilmington, listening to WILM. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a lick a boot, huh? Oh, man, I don't know what to make of you guys. But I want to talk about the illegal situation.
All right. Okay.
And these people that are saying that the illegals should be here and everything else. Did these, number one, you said that the use of illegal is offensive. Who said that?
I'm kind of offended by that, at least in the way it's used. It's used in a pejorative. If indeed everybody is illegal who has broken a law, then I think
we're
all illegals.
Illegal.
Right.
They're
so then in that case,
illegal.
I'm proud to be an illegal.
Well,
because laws suck.
So if I come and climb in your back window and help myself to your food and any money that's laying around.
This is New Hampshire. We have guns here.
It ain't going to be the law you're worried about.
You're right. And that's surprising considering such a liberal bastion. But didn't New Hampshire just pass a law that you don't have to have a permit to carry?
That's right. You do not have to
have a permit to carry.
Well,
constitutional carry. You don't need to worry about it. Tell you how illegal it is. Tell you how illegal it is. There's not even cops in my town.
That's just like Vermont, and yep. To be two such liberal bastions, it's amazing that
New Hampshire
that,
has a Republican governor. I don't know what you're talking about.
Liberal bastion? Yeah, what are you? Are you saying
New Hampshire and Boston are two liberal havens? Come on,
no,
you don't know what
true.
You're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know. Hold on, we bring you back here in a moment because
this is not Boston.
No, New Hampshire is a completely different place from the rest of New England. Completely different from the rest of New England.
Yeah, not like it.
I mean, it looks kind of similar.
I think they went blue on most of the presidential elections recently. But look at what the crappy choice
is. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs, but economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue the show from April Fool's Night, by the way, it's Ian and Mark in the studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. We've got a caller on the line who maybe kind of thought that New Hampshire was a lot like the rest of those New England states.
I understand why people think this, because, I mean, the states are the size of counties up here. You know, they tend not to think of them as separate entities.
New Hampshire has 10 counties.
I can assure you.
I stand corrected, and glad to hear that. But
we want to correct you even more. Hang on.
Yeah, we got some fun. We're gonna have some fun with you now.
Hang on a second. So you did mention that you were aware, and you know, New Hampshire's kind of like one of the best kept secrets in the United States or the world. It's really this. It's more of a bastion of freedom than anywhere else. It's the freest state of all of the 50 states,
as reported by the Cato Institute in their Freedom in the 50 States report.
That's right. It's from 2015 or 2016, right?
Anyway. Delaware, number 31.
Ooh, sing.
Delaware is a liberal bastion, but we love our gun rights down here. That's one thing I have to say.
Can you open carry? Can you open carry in Delaware?
Yes. Okay.
Can you open carry into your state house?
No.
We got you beat there. The only place you can't open carry in New Hampshire would be inside a courthouse or a jail facility. Beyond that, you can pretty much, this isn't legal advice, but beyond that, you can pretty much open carry anywhere that there's not some sort of sign posted on like a private business saying they don't want you to do it. New Hampshire had open carry before the constitutional carry thing passed. So what you were referring to earlier was this year, early in the wintertime in New Hampshire, finally we got concealed carry without a permit. So prior to that, we'd always had open carry without a permit.
But we still have a permit, which makes us better than Vermont, because you can take your gun rights from New Hampshire on to other states.
To the few other states that would reciprocate with New Hampshire, because it's relatively easy to get the permit here. And they also got rid of the suitability requirement, so the cops can no longer come up with a crappy excuse to deny the permit. So yeah, New Hampshire is top tier as far as gun rights are concerned. But the funny thing that one of the things people don't really understand about New Hampshire, and now, Mark, you and I, we've lived here for more than a decade, so I think we can comment a little bit about living in New Hampshire, is that even the liberals up here, the Democrats, like, a lot of them own guns. A lot of them were raised around guns, and so that's one of the reasons...
I have a friend that I grew up with down here that lives up there now, and he's become a bleeding heart lunatic liberal. I'm amazed at what has happened to him. So
When you had a good friend at one point, and then sort of you changed.
We're still great friends, but we get into some heated debates, boy.
Those are just a few little points about New Hampshire. Obviously, we don't have a state sales tax like you guys don't in Delaware. We also don't have. There are apparently only four or five states that don't have a sales tax. We also don't have a state income tax, but I believe Delaware does have that.
Income tax, yes.
Yeah. I heard that Wilmington, the city that you're in, even has its own income tax. Is that true?
Yes, it does.
That's rough. It does.
Well, I don't live in the city itself. I live out in the suburbs.
Stay out of there.
Yeah, good choice.
Stay out of there.
So anyway, there's for listeners that don't know, there's actually been a migration of libertarians. Some of our callers tonight have really gotten us wrong and thought that we're liberals, when in fact we're actually really libertarian folks who love liberty for the individual. We love freedom. I think people should be free to live their life how they want, as long as they don't harm anybody else, which is why the Live Free or Die state attracts people like us. And so there's a bunch of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists from across the globe who are actually converging here in New Hampshire.
Some of them are getting elected, like I did. And that's what amuses me the most about this, is when I get called a liberal, is I'm an office-holding Republican.
Anyway, Scott, anything else you want to
go ahead, Scott, please. Beat us up. Come on.
I was going to be facetious and say that, it would be offensive for you to call me a burglar or a trespasser if I climb to your house and help myself to your stuff. But I don't belong there, and I don't belong partaking of your resources. So, these people are coming into the country. There are laws that prescribe how you should enter the country and how you immigrate. They're not following those laws. They're breaking the laws, so therefore they are illegal.
And I think those are
just
bad
like
laws.
You and me. Just like you and me, right, Scott? We're all illegals on this radio show.
Well, there's 6 billion people on the planet. If the billion people had the ways and means to come here tomorrow, they'd be here.
We'd have the room for them, too.
That would put an incredible amount of pressure.
That would put
an incredible amount of pressure on their governments, and their governments would necessarily have to change the way they did business.
Because they don't want to lose the tax cattle.
I also think the United States government should really, if it's going to be anything, only be a military protection agency, so then they can just basically say to places, the states and provinces of Canada and states of Mexico, hey, well, why not come over to America, expand the territory, because the federal government shouldn't be offering anyone anything, frankly. There should be no particular benefit other than the ability to work hard and provide for your family. That statute was put in place not for a welfare state, but for an opportunity to work hard and build something great. And I think everybody should have that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, the reality is a billion people are not going to be able to get on a boat and come here because, there are only so many boats, and there are only so many people that have the money to you know, do
housing.
That.
I suppose they could be homeless.
Yeah, but even if a billion people could get here over, let's say, a decade or something like that, there's plenty of room inside the United States. Now, I agree with you, Mark, that the other countries would get their act together and start repealing laws because they, you know, they would have to in order to be competitive. They don't want 100,000 people to leave because that's 100,000 people that are paying taxes that would not be paying taxes anymore, right? So the government does have, to some extent, an incentive to compete for movers.
And we also have to point out that during the economic downturn, that Mexicans were sneaking across the border to go back home. Because they couldn't get jobs. They felt like they had better opportunity back across the border. Mm-hmm. So that shows that there's only a point of opportunity, right? Like then the jobs fill up or whatever. Now, obviously, when more people come, there's more jobs. Because each of those people probably will be using some form of transportation. Each of those people are going to need some kind of housing. And let's look at places like, I don't know, Detroit, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Memphis, East St. Louis, all these places that have all these buildings that are just standing wide open. Many of these people from these poor countries, they could be taking over these houses that have essentially been stripped. I mean, I hesitate
Detroit,
to use the term houses, these edifices, and
Husks.
They could make them something better, and they would love that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And there's plenty of open space. How about all that space that the U.S. government owns west of the Mississippi? What, like two-thirds of the United States or
basically,
something like
yeah.
that? I mean, that's a tremendous opportunity for new cities to be built from the ground up. People would take those opportunities if they had them. If they could homestead that land, for instance, instead of it just sitting there under government bureaucratic control and, what, doing nothing? I mean, what does it cost the taxpayers to just have the Bureau of Land Management manage that land? What's their budget?
I have no idea.
You want to cut a government bureaucracy? Cut that one out. Because all they're doing is they're going after poor farmers and cattle farmers out in Nevada, for instance, as we saw with the Bundys.
The case is still on.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We go to Joe. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Joe.
I called about our politicians that are thieves. And we keep electing the same people, and it makes no sense.
How no doubt.
Electing people, keep electing the same people. And then the Republicans said, elect us, we'll fix everything. They've had 7 years to have a plan together. You know, when you go on the radio, you and Mark probably think a little bit what you're going to talk about. Well, they've had 7 years to say, elect us, we'll fix the health care. Well, they've had 7 years to get together and talk.
Yeah, and they
Donald
still don't
Trump
know what they're doing.
Elected, exactly, when Donald Trump got elected.
Joe, hold that thought here. We're going to bring you back. You got good things to say. We're going to bring you back for more with Joe and your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, our number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this program, you like the fact that we're talking about the ideas of liberty on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week, live, then you want to support the show? One of the best ways to do it, besides listening and sharing Free Talk Live, is to go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is that you can send us $5 a month via Bitcoin or PayPal or credit card, and we'll invest that $5 into Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. By the way, welcome back to WKMQ in Tupelo, Mississippi, our newest old affiliate. They came back on board. Actually, we didn't even know they were gone until just recently. Sometimes this happens in the talk radio business, is a station will drop the show without telling us, just because it's not necessarily one person's fault. It's in the radio business. Sometimes communication, honestly, just doesn't happen for whatever reason. Like, it's kind of ironic. I've always seen this in our business, Mark, regardless of who we've worked for over the years. It's like, the bigger the radio company, the more the ball gets dropped as far as communicating inside the business. It's probably true of a lot of businesses. But
yeah, but the communications business doesn't seem to communicate too well.
Exactly. And so anyway, we didn't know that we were gone from WKMQ, which was our long-time affiliate in Tupelo. But now we're back because I got in touch with the programmer there, and they had room to add us back in. So welcome back in to everybody listening in Tupelo. We're on in delayed broadcast, as they say in the business there, so you're going to be hearing us from 9 to midnight Central Time if you're in Tupelo. But that doesn't mean you can't participate in the show. Whether you're listening to us on podcast or if you're listening on the radio on delayed broadcast, you can always call the next night. And we're on live 7 to 10 Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. So anytime you've got something to say that you want our audience to hear, then you can always call in and join us here. As Joe has done, listening in California, we're going back to the phones, to the fun. Joe, you're back on Free Talk Live. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Well, thanks for holding me over.
Yes, sir.
So I was wanting to touch on two things. You had a caller that called a while ago, and in less than 10 minutes came up with some great, solid ideas to help solve the health care problem. If you can come up with that good ideas in 10 minutes, you would think in 7 years our politicians would have something to go. And the reason I make that 7-year statement, if you look back before Obama came up with the health care, when President Clinton was elected, his lovely wife tried to get a health care program started, but it was voted down. So they really worked on that over a long period of time. So there was already a process when Obama got elected. And somehow we have forgot about how long the process takes, just like you in New Hampshire, when you try to get bills and things turned over, it's a long while before they even come up.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I don't understand why we keep electing these same crazy people. I'm going to give you a real quick example. I thought when you got arrested for being a felon that you lost your voting rights.
Well, if you're not in every state.
Back in Washington, D.C., the mayor of Washington got arrested 3 or 4 different times for corruption and still got reelected. When I was in Birmingham, Alabama, we had a young lady that got arrested, nearby bankrupt. Matter of fact, it did bankrupt the county, Jefferson County, there in Alabama. And she ran for office again after her jail sentence and got reelected. Either of are stupid or they for kids. And it just gets me. You know,
it's frustrating. That's the problem with democracy, is every time you vote, there's some retard out there voting against you. You know,
exactly.
I mean. You know, I don't know how to say it otherwise.
Well, okay, so at least let's address the question of why this keeps happening. So one of the reasons why is because power attracts the corrupt and the corruptible. So it's less likely that you're going to have a Ron Paul type, somebody who's principled, who understands liberty, who's willing to apply their principles consistently. You know, he is the unique case, the needle in the haystack. It's very unlikely that people like him are even going to run for office in the first place because, you know, Ron Paul was a doctor. He was a member of the productive class for a long time.
Yeah, you think they'd listen to him on health care.
And, you know, the productive people generally don't want to run for office because they're busy being productive. They're busy running their business. So, you know, you can go ahead and cut off pretty much all the productive people in the world from wanting to run, and that leaves you with the people who are professional liars and professional hucksters and, you know, the scum of the earth, basically, who are going to be much more likely to run for those political positions. People who are good at manipulating others. Those are the kinds of people who are going to be attracted to those roles. So sort of the nature of a position of power that tends to attract just bad people overall. And even the ones that aren't that bad will become bad if they actually do win the election. Most of the time.
Let me ask a question on that now. Talking about people that are productive like lawyers. A good lawyer makes a ton of money. When they become a judge, they don't make that type of money.
No.
So in my eyes, that's another example of why we get these judges that just are not the best of the crop.
Right. They're the worst lawyers.
They're the unsuccessful lawyers in many cases.
Yeah. I'd say you nailed it tonight, Joe. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Do you by any chance have a number on how many listeners y'all have on an average?
About 300,000 per week.
That is fantastic. Y'all keep it up. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's kind of cobbled together and sort of shot in the dark.
It's from as 20 years as a professional, I've put together the, you know, from looking at the stations and understanding what I understand about listenership and that kind of thing. The Nielsen numbers are very expensive. But,
yeah, we don't pay for those.
We do not pay for those. And but, you know, people that air us do, you know, and those kind of things. So. Yeah, that's my best guess, looking at it. I can tell you that does not make us the big league. Free Talk Live is considered, let's see,
I would say we're a mid-pack.
Yeah, Free Talk Live is considered by Talkers Magazine to be the 31st most important radio program in America.
That's out of the heavy 100. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
It's really nice. I mean, I love being number 31, considering the budgets and that sort of thing. We're one of the most successful independently syndicated radio programs out there.
That's
true. But the thing is that everybody above us basically has the sponsorship of
mega corporation.
Yeah, very big corporations, and we don't have that.
They get what they call in the business crammed down. Yeah. So a show like, let's talk about Mark Levin. He's one of our only competitors now in the day part, as they call it in the business, the time slot that we have. Why is he as successful as he is? Well, it's because the company that owns his show did what they call a cram down on Mark Levin, meaning that what happened was everybody who had Sean Hannity was basically told, all the stations who had Sean Hannity were basically told, oh yeah, now you got to take this guy. At contract renegotiation time, when they put this Mark Levin character on the air, it was like, oh, you want to keep Sean Hannity on your radio station, do you? Well, here, take this new guy who you don't know who he is, but here, he's going to be on your station now, or you're going to lose Sean Hannity. That's what they call a cram down in the business.
And I'm not saying that Mark Levin's a bad host or a good host or anything like that. The Constitution! But I will say that to some extent, your success as a talk show host has to do with getting on those big radio stations. That
It's hard to get in with the corporate cram downs going
on. Right. And we have no idea, no clue what it would be like for many of these the big shows to claw their way to the top.
And they don't know what it's like.
Because they don't know. Because they go to, they're brought on by, they're picked, they're groomed, they're picked, and brought in. Free Talk Live never was.
So that's
never
why we
been.
Need your help at amp.freetalklive.com to help us get on more stations. Go ahead. Liberty Lover is with us, calling from Ohio on Skype.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Quick thought. I noticed tonight you've had a lot of callers talking about illegal immigration versus legal immigration. They all sound like George Wallace to me, to be honest. I'm going to explain why I find the term legal immigration so offensive.
All right.
The thing is, we're all human beings. Whether you believe that God put us here, whether you believe we evolved out of the swamps, we're all human beings. Okay, we own this planet together. You know, that's why I find it so offensive. And with Republicans, it's particularly infuriating because I think with them, it's just motivated by racism. And you'll get a lot of them that will say, oh, I'm not racist, I just believe in the law. Well, a lot of them won't say anything about Canadian immigrants, for example, because they're white.
Mm. I don't know whether they would say that or not, but I think that many times people do fall back on the law. I don't presume racism. I don't look for racism popping in and behind trees and that sort of thing. But I will say that I think that because it's the law is a crappy excuse. Because of the law would have kept escaped black slaves with their masters. Because it's the law would have kept Rosa Parks out of those seats. Because it's the law would have sent Jews to gas chambers. The law can stink. It can stink badly. And good people stand up to bad laws every single time.
Thank you, Liberty Lover, for the call tonight. If you didn't get in, well, you can join us tomorrow for the Live Sunday edition. Meanwhile, at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.